is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com, and of course, our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's Likas 101. The ongoing adult education course teaches men how to get more tail for less money. Just as importantly, we teach women how men think. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show and Likas 101. Simply call us here at 901-3000-TOM if you have questions for your professor. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Let's say hello here to Luis in Riverside on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Luis.
How you doing, Dad?
Do you care, son?
Absolutely.
I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. You know, I've been a long-time listener. Started listening when I was like 16. My dad actually got me onto you, man. You guys were on 97.1. And 23 now, no kids, not married.
And how happy are you?
Oh, I'm fucking happy, bro.
Love it.
My heart's racing, man. I'm fucking excited to talk to you. Shit.
How great is that?
Hell yeah. Just calling because, you know, I work here at the courts and, you know, out here in California. And right now they got me working in the family law division. And, you know, I just want to tell these guys out there, man, don't fucking get married, bro. You get, like, basically every case that goes into the court, every single paper, every document goes through me. I have to look at every single paper. And you see these fucking guys, man, where they're working, you know, they're working all these years making, you know, trying to make these money. They get divorced, and these bitches take half of their fucking paychecks because they don't fucking have a job.
Yep. And the guys tolerate the chicks not working.
They thereby let it happen. They don't even get an attorney.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there was a case where this guy, he was a deputy in the sheriff's department or whatever. He's making $8,000 a month. His ex was already getting $4,000 in, you know, fucking alimony or vagina money. She goes to the court and she's asking for another $1,000 because she can't survive off of $4,000. She can't pay her rent.
Where was she renting? Cota de Casa? Where was she renting?
I don't know. She's getting $4,000. I'm like, how the fuck do you not survive off of that?
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
You got other girls. This one chick, she, you know, it didn't work out with her husband or whatever. She kicks him out of the house, so she goes to court. She wants him out of the house. Not only that, she wants him to pay the house note. She wants child support, and she wants alimony.
Oh, unbelievable. But it's believable to me because I've been divorced 4 times, and I know how this works.
And then the judge grants it. Why? Because those were the terms that they agreed upon. He said, oh, you don't have to work. That's fine. I'll take care of you.
Unbelievable.
All you guys got to do is just get an attorney, man, and fucking help you guys out. Like, I wish I could hand your cards out at my fucking job, bro, and just tell them, listen to Tom Likas.
Right. Exactly. I mean, they all need our help. And part of the problem is these guys say, oh, I'll take care of you forever, promise. And they make all these promises that later on they have to deliver on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and then you know what? They're fucking heartless. They're heartless. They will throw you under the bus, man, especially on child custody hearings and all that. They will remember every single little slip-up that you did. Oh, he smoked weed back in 92, so he can't have the kids. He needs supervised visitations.
Right. That's why I tell guys, never have a chick who's married to you or lives with you. If you want to have a chick, use, hire a surrogate. Do what chicks do. Hire a surrogate. Have a baby that is all yours. You control its destiny. You have custody. You don't have to pay anybody.
Nope. I mean, either that or adopt a kid. If you really want a kid, adopt a kid, man. There's so many kids out there that don't have homes.
Right, but there are these guys who have the ego and want to see their kid, or they want to have their own son, whatever. Fine. Why do you need to get a chick involved who's going to take your money? Why not?
Dude,
you get somebody into your life with a contract. You say, okay, you're the surrogate mother. I'm going to pay you X dollars to have this baby. And then I'm never going to hear from you again. Goodbye.
Yeah.
This makes sense that guys want to meet chicks and have babies with them. Have sex with them. Have fun with them. Then you give them the boot.
Absolutely. I mean, this, you know, and you're just fucking losing all this money, man. It's so much fucking money that you're wasting on things that you would have never spent money on.
That's
right.
You know
what I mean? Like, you know, just fucking take care of yourself. If you want to meet a girl, fuck her. Get a motel. Don't even show them where you live. There's
exactly.
No reason for that.
Exactly right.
A buddy of mine, man, he doesn't, we go out to these bars. I don't know how he does it, but he doesn't spend any money. He gets these girls to buy him drinks. I don't know how the fuck he does it. He's a fucking G, dude. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm not buying drinks. I'm getting these bitches to get fucking
by the way, shit. I've done the same thing, and I've taught other people how to do
money.
It. You, by the way, you know how you do it? If you have the balls to tell them. I don't buy drinks for strangers. They buy drinks for me. And they get angry and they stamp it. Who do you think you are? I'm the lady. And pretty soon they're buying you a drink and they don't even know what's happened to them. They don't even understand themselves. They don't know why they're doing it.
No, all that's just bullshit. These guys, you just got to grow some balls, dude, and just fucking put it out there and just say what you want. You know, it is what it is. If you want to fuck this girl, dude, just tell them. I just want to fuck. I don't want a relationship. And that's
right.
I was fucking around with this chick at work, dude. She's like 40 years old. She's telling me she wants to hook up. I let her give me a blowjob, whatever. Then she's asking me, oh, I wonder what the rules are for dating at work. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not trying to date you. And she's, oh, well, if you want to fuck me, well, you still have to try. You still got to take me out to dinner and you buy me flowers. I'm like, well, I'll get back to you on that. I'm not fucking spending money on this bitch. Like, dude, you're like 40 years old. You're using abuse.
How did she react to that?
I don't need to spend money on you.
How did she react to that when you told her?
Yeah, she's not talking to me right now, but I can guarantee she's telling everybody else at work, like, oh, what is he doing? Is he here today? Like, she's asking about me, but she won't fucking come talk to me. Which I can give a shit, you know what I mean? It is what it is. She knew what it was.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But,
oh,
you know
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Man, it's just... Guys, just don't fucking get married. Use condoms. Fucking, you know what I mean? Even if she says she's on the pill, just fucking strap up, man. Strap up double, triple. Do whatever you can, man.
That's right.
Take that shit with you, bro. Because these bitches, they'll fucking save that sperm, man.
Of course they will.
Fuck, yeah.
Every drop you let them have, they're going to try to use it somehow.
Yeah, even if it's in their mouth, man, they'll still fucking, I don't know how they do it, but they'll fucking still use that shit.
Oh, my. I bet some of them carry little turkey basters in their purses. I'll bet you.
Yeah, they probably do, man. You feel bad for these guys, man. Well, I mean, I don't feel bad, but I guess you do because it's like you're fucking working all these hours. You're working hard. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do, but you're fucking losing half of your check for someone that doesn't care.
No doubt about it. Luis, thank you. I appreciate the call. I really do. It's 901-3000 Tom. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show, a bonus hour of Likas 101. Your professor is here to answer questions. What is it with these women who expect, oh, you've got to take me out. Oh, you've got to wine and dine me. Oh, you've got to, romance me. Does anybody believe in that stuff? I want to hear from you. Has anyone told them to fuck off? Literally or figuratively, I'd like to hear about that, too. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number here at Likas 101. 901-3000-TOM, you can call us right now. There's now one more opening on the board, so you can get in. 901-3000-866.
901-3000-TOM. The professor is in. This is the Tom Likas Show.
So happy to have on the Tom Likas Show, condomjungle.com. And you know why? Because you've heard me on the show many times talking about condoms. As you know, it's my policy that it's condoms 100% of the time, boys. No excuses, no exceptions, ever. We are particularly happy to have Condom Jungle here because Condom Jungle is a specialized seller and distributor of condoms. They provide fast and discreet shipping anywhere in the U.S. and even around the world. All you do is order online at CondomJungle.com today. It's fast. It's easy. And when you shop at CondomJungle.com, you'll also be supporting our show. So the next time you're thinking about buying condoms and other safer sex products, visit CondomJungle.com. Take advantage of their specials throughout the store. And that's not it. Mention my name, Tom Likas, in your order and get some free condom samples. It's CondomJungle.com. Go there now while you're thinking about it. CondomJungle.com. Hump responsibly.
All these radio stations are being shut down, and for good reason, because they play it safe by playing the same 200 songs over and over. And that's where Great Big Radio comes in. Click into greatbigradio.com and you're going to hear great stuff that you thought was lost forever, right alongside the best sounding hits and the Beatles every bottom of the hour. It's not just oldies. It's oldies gone wrong. Keep it in the family. The New Normal presents
Great Big Radio.
The hits and the songs that should have been. 24/7 at greatbigradio.com.
We are really happy to welcome AdamandEve.com back to the Tom Likas Show. Hey, if you're looking to spice things up with your girl, toys, maybe a video, whatever gets her going, this is the place to go. And they currently have an offer you can't beat. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. And for a limited time only, get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. When you select one item at 50%, you'll receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free hot gift, and they'll even throw in free shipping on the entire order. It's ridiculous. Now go to AdamandEve.com today. AdamandEve.com. That's Adam and Eve. No ampersand there. AdamandEve.com. To get this special offer, you just enter offer code TOM101 at checkout. Got it? T-O-M and the numbers 101, no spaces, and get 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, a free gift, and free shipping. Now, Adam and Eve is supporting the Tom Likas Show. Let's show our support for AdamandEve.com. Just use code TOM101 at AdamandEve.com. The Tom Likas Show. Likas 101. I am your professor. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of Likas 101. So you get some extra time with your professor. And as long as you are calling, I am here answering your questions. 901-3000-866. Jason in Oxnard, home of the 37-year-old grandmother. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Yes.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah, I got a question about text messaging. Like, lately, it's been kind of getting out of control because, like, you know, I hook up, like, this lately, like, this past chick I hooked up with, she texts me, good morning, like, you know, and then I won't text back. And then she'll be like, hey, or something like that, you know, some weird message like that. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, by texting you, she is trying to make this into more than what it was, which for you was just banging and clanging.
Yeah, but how do you respond back to those text messages or what?
Nope.
Like, until she calls you, right, or something? Like,
or you wait 12 hours and you go, oh, I just saw your message here. Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Think of text messaging. Have you ever seen one of these, like, electronic collars they have on dogs so they don't run out of the yard? You know, so it's invisible. Every time the dog tries to run out of the yard, it gets a shock and it comes back in. That's what text messaging is for women. It's an electronic collar for you.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, everything, I think to myself, like, should I reply to her or should I just fucking ignore it? And
no.
Then I ignore it and...
Ignore it for at least 12 hours.
For at least 12 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you say, didn't see your message here. leaving her to believe who knows what, that you're with another chick, that you have better things to do, that you don't care. All of those are good.
Yeah, that's a good time frame. That's really a good time frame right there.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, because I don't know. Sometimes I don't know when to reply back. Should I reply back like in 30 minutes or an hour?
No. Not in a timely fashion at all.
All the time.
No, you don't want to. You reply in a timely manner, she's going to treat you like the husband. Hey, what are you doing now? What are you doing next? Where are you going today?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be later? What are you going to do? All these questions.
Yeah, I feel like a fucking fool every time I just like reply, hey, how you doing? Or I don't even know how you doing, but I'll just say, hey, or what's up, you know? Because I stopped saying how you doing on the text, because it seems, I don't know why.
We have to cut down on the men have to cut down on the responding to texts. Because women are using that. Let me tell you some of the ways women keep track of us, okay? Do you ever check in on Facebook or Foursquare, Twitter?
I don't have Facebook, Tom.
Okay. So do you ever tell people your whereabouts?
No, just like my boys, but not my, no chicks anymore. I stopped doing that shit.
But you were doing it, right?
I was doing that, yeah.
There's no benefit to you to tell women where you are, what you're doing next, what time of day it is, where you've been so far, where you're planning on going. They are plotting all of that information. Looking for clues, looking for patterns, whatever. And they are looking for an excuse to believe that you are the man they're going to marry.
Really? Because I always thought that, like, they'll say, oh, what are you doing? I always thought it was a general, like, oh, none of them just kicking at the pad, or I'll say something out with my friends or some shit. But wait a minute.
Do they do that with everybody they know?
Yeah, that's a good question. They probably do.
No, they probably don't. They probably do it with people they have sex with.
Oh, okay. Well, even when I'm not even, we barely started, I barely invented her. And then she'll just be, and then she'll say, hey, what are you doing? Or she'll be, and I'll just be like, oh, like, I'm at my friend's pad, or, you know, I used to say that shit, you know?
And you were even making stuff up. You were probably with some other chick, and you were lying and saying you were with your friends or whatever.
Why even,
I don't believe in lying. I just believe in not telling anything, and it's nobody's business.
Correct.
Where you are, what you're doing, who you hang out with, what you're going to do next hour from now, 2 hours from now, it's nobody's business.
And here's another sample. Like Saturday night around midnight, she texts me, hey, you know, and then I thought maybe she wanted to hook up or whatever, you know, so I answered back and said, what's up? And then she put, no, but I just want to say goodnight. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and then I just said night, you know, and then I didn't get a reply back. And then that was kind of weird. And I was thinking, oh man, like, did I do the fucking, I shouldn't even answer the text, like, knowing that she did that, played that shit, you know?
Right.
It was kind of.
And by the way, she's checking to see if you're going to bed. Or she's trying to convey the idea that she's not out banging other guys. By the way, one of the common tricks chicks do, and this happened with an ex of mine that I'll tell you how I caught it too. This is great. I had this chick who, I had finally gotten out of my house. She was living with me. Stupid thing. I moved her out, got her out of the house. And then she was telling me, oh, you know, I'm working so many hours now, you know, now that I'm out on my own, I'm just working all the time. I just get in here and I just crash and I get up early and I do it all over again.
Yeah.
And she was calling and telling me this all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, one day I get an envelope in the mail addressed to me. It turns out she was driving a car of mine that she promised to return when she got a new car. So she's driving my car.
And she's picking up other guys.
No, better than that. Here she is telling me she's going to bed every night at 8 o'clock, right? Every night. Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Now, I get this letter in the mail. It's addressed to me. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what's this? You know, did I get a parking ticket or something? I open it up, and it's one of these traffic camera tickets.
Oh, shit. She was giving some guy head or what?
No. But she's like, here she is telling me she's home every night by 8 o'clock. Here it is, 11:15, and she's somewhere in the South Bay. She doesn't even know where she is. She's clearly lost. She's in like a fucking cocktail dress and pearl earrings, obviously looking for a party or looking for somebody. And she went through a red light, and the camera got her, and the picture was as clear as day what she was doing. Women say this all the time. When they say, well, good night, many times they're in the bathroom and the guy they're going to fuck that night is in bed waiting for them, and they write good night, and then they go in and they ride him like a pony.
fuck, that's crazy because it seems so fucking innocent, like the way they do it and shit, you know?
That's what, because they know you don't want to be with some whore, so they pretend to be, oh, yeah, I'm just going to bed early, nothing going on over here, good night. And then they go and they do all the things that you think they're not doing.
Yeah, because she said she was, like, getting off of work late and she just wanted to tell me good night.
Right. By the way, that's the perfect thing to say when you want to go out and fuck somebody else. I just wanted to say goodnight. I just got in.
So basically she wanted to see if I was home or doing just like my own thing. And then she was fucking
And B, she was doing something else. Because here's the deal. The first thing you think is when she says goodnight, you wouldn't call her. She knows you're not going to check up on her. So the minute you say goodnight, then she can do whatever she wants.
So do you think I should still, like, try to pursue this chick or what? Or do you think I should just, like...
I wouldn't pursue anybody. No, you know what? Yeah, you will see her... You will see her at your convenience, at her place.
Uh-huh.
You will not give information about yourself. You will not be texting her. You will not return a text message for at least 12 hours. You will not answer the phone on the weekend unless the call is to say, I'm ready, just come over and do me. If that is what the call is about, don't even return the call. Let her leave a voicemail.
Okay, so make sure it's specific, right? What she's fucking wants, not just like what's up or some shit like that.
Well, in fact, let her leave a message. If the message is not specific, do not return the call.
And then, you know, when I call, if I call her and she don't answer, should I call her back next week or like wait a week, or should I just forget about calling her, let her call me? You know what I mean?
Let her call you. By the way, if you're doing it right, you've got other chicks. You've got more important things to worry about.
Yeah. Okay, definitely. Because I was thinking I'll call her once a week, you know, like once a week, then next week I'll call her, and then she don't answer, and then I'm going to stop after the third time.
No, I told you when to call her. Just like the text message I said to somebody earlier in this class.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's midnight. Okay. What are you doing? I'm in your neighborhood. That's a message.
Yeah, because I want to get in this chick's pants because she's pretty hot, you know, and I don't want to just like.
But if you appear to be answering to her, she's going to start holding out. I told you the story about the chick. This was some Mexican chick in the valley that I was seeing. I was having sex with her, and then she cut me off. Cut me off, right? Well, later on, doing a little investigating on the internet, I found she was fucking someone else. Okay, now I found out about this, and she continues to write to me, how are you? I'm thinking about you. And I would say, you know, you're always writing and saying you're thinking about me, but you never want to sleep with me. She said, well, I'm not that kind of girl. I said, but wait a minute. I happen to know you're fucking somebody else. She's like, well, that's different. I don't care about him. I don't want you thinking I'm just some slut.
So
let me understand. You'll fuck this guy that you don't care about. And the one you say you do care about, you don't want me to think you're a slut. So it's perfectly okay for the other guy you don't give a shit about to think you're a slut. That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't you think I think you're a slut for knowing he'll sleep with him but not me?
Yeah, exactly. Especially a devious slut.
Yeah. And she continued to try to contact me like for years. This went on for years. I never saw her again. Never.
Yeah, because I know you don't tolerate that shit. You know, you have like that zero tolerance policy.
That's right.
And, you know, and I try to go by that. I truly try to go by that tolerance. It's fucking hard, you know, because these girls are like, I'm like, fuck, man, you know. And I haven't got laid in a while, but I'm trying to get laid. And then sometimes they just be playing these stupid fucking games. And I hate that shit.
Yeah. Well, that's my point of view. So try it my way. Let me know how you make out.
Oh, definitely. Blow me up, Tom.
Wait, hang on. Wait, 1 second. This just came in just as I was about to hang up here. Hey, Brian, what did you want to say to Jason?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Jason. Tom, this guy is in... hey, Jason, actually, let me talk to you, not to Tom. You're in her pocket right now, dude. You need to delete her shit right now. You need to delete her phone number, delete all her texts. If she wants you, she'll call you back. If not, then, hey, dude, cut your losses and go. But you're in her pocket. The way you're talking about her, the way you're discussing, you know, I really want to get in her pants. I really, really, really. You're in her pocket, dude. She owns you right now. When you start getting so worked up about a girl like that, you're in her pocket. this, and you're thinking about her, and she's the next thing on your mind. You look at your phone to see if her text is there. You're in her pocket.
Yep.
Delete it.
Yeah.
Delete her stuff. Delete everything you have about her, and then you'll see if a number comes in. Oh, hey, that's her number. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who is this again? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's her. But right now, you look like you sound like you're waking up to her number, looking for her text, looking for her email, looking for something about it, and you're in her pocket. She owns you.
I don't want to be in her pocket, man. I don't want to be in her pocket. That's the one thing.
You are. At least by the way you're sounding, and you're going to start making mistakes. You're going to start telling her that you love her too early. You're going to start saying everything to try to keep her, and you're going to lose it.
Nah, fuck that. I haven't gone there yet. I'll delete it. I'm gonna fucking delete
it. You're on the way, dude. Delete it. If she hits you up,
you got it, man.
You text her back, and you delete it again. Start focusing on somebody else.
Yeah, I'll move on.
Tom, what do you think about that?
I think you got Jason to agree with you, Brian.
Yeah,
I do agree.
All right.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Thank you both. Appreciate the calls. 901-3000 Tom. That's our telephone number. It's Likas 101. We continue here with Tony in Ontario, California. Tony, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hey, Tony. I got a question for you.
No, I'm Tom. You're Tony.
Yeah, I'm Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the best website to get laid on a regular basis? If you don't know, I'll tell you.
I'm guessing it's snatch.com.
No. That is okay if you're rich. But if you have a so-so job and you want to get laid full blast, the best website to get laid is POF.com, Plenty of Fish. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
I get numbers every single day that I feel like, why am I only getting all these girls that, like, I have to share these secrets? Because I feel like the luckiest guy on the fucking planet. What the fuck? I get all this pussy every day I want.
Really?
I have to show these secrets. It's like I feel like they're coming to me so easily. It's like a piece of cake. It's like, what the fuck? Why can't I share this shit to other people? Fuck that.
Yeah.
So Plenty of Fish. And then another website that's okay, too, is called Tagged.com. T-A-G-G-E-D. I get a lot of pussy there, too. Those are my two best ones.
Yeah, Tag.com, though, I've got a problem with Tag.com. Tag.com is like a computer virus, in my opinion.
It's like MySpace.
Yeah, but the thing is, once you click on it or once you do anything with it, it grabs onto you, your email address, all your personal information, and it floods you with junk mail and spam and shit. I did not like Tag.com. I didn't even know what it was.
On my iPhone.
It
works really good. It works really good on my iPhone, but I've already banged 125 plus girls in the last 4 years. I counted it on a paper. I was like, damn. And I'm going to bang a chick tonight. I'm going to bang a chick next week. I just keep banging new chicks every week. It's like, what the fuck? It's like so easy.
Now, are these chicks looking for relationships, or are they all looking just to bang around?
They seem like they're looking for relationships, but if they have sex with a guy, they're cool with it. If it becomes relationship, cool. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If I meet a girl and we have sex and it becomes a relationship, they're cool with it. If it doesn't, they don't even trip. As long as I make them laugh and you know, make them feel good, that's all they care about.
Yeah.
And then if I want to get rid of them, I just stop texting them, and then that's it. And then they don't act like bitches. Like, why are you not texting me? They don't act like that.
Wow. Well,
it's
isn't
so
that
easy.
Interesting?
And I copy and paste, and I send it to like 20 chicks a day. Don't do 100 chicks a day, because then you're gonna get burned. You're gonna get burned. You only should do 20 girls a day. Talk to at least 20 a day. If you talk to 50 a day, you're gonna run out, and then you're gonna talk to everybody like in a week.
Now, when you say talk to them, do they have like some kind of a chat feature on there, or some kind of? I mean, how do you talk to 20 women a day?
Here we go. You gotta say, hey, I'm a chill guy. You write down, I'm a chill guy. I like your pics. You look pretty. If you like what you see, get back at me. If you don't, have a good day. Or you could say, if you like a guy like me, just get back to me. If you don't like a guy like me, then, you know, have a good night or whatever. Just be nice at the end so you don't look like an asshole. And then they'll be like, dang, this guy is pretty cool. Like, if I don't like him, he's cool with it. So then they're going to see that you're different. You're not desperate, you know? if you just tell them, if you don't want me, then F you. If you say stuff like that, they're going to think you're an asshole, right? And they're not going to talk to you. Just don't be too sweet, but then don't be too asshole, just like in the middle. They love that, in the middle. Can't be too sweet, too bad.
Yeah.
And then when you talk to them on the phone, you tell them, the only bad thing about me is that I'm a big freak in the sheets. If they're okay with that, then they love sex. If they hate that, then you hang up. That easy.
Yeah.
And they say, it's not a bad thing, and then that's when you know they love sex.
Oh, really?
And then I say, and then to figure out if a girl's a bitch, I ask them, if you like me, are you going to show me if you're a good kisser? If they say no, she's a little bitchy girl. If she says yes, then she probably is not a bitch, because she's willing to kiss you, then she's willing to bang you, too.
Look at that. So you have a lot of experience with this.
Yes. I have to call next week because there's so much shit to say, but at least I told you what website's the best one and you know, a little bit of what to say. And I fucked over 125 girls in the last 4 years, so I've done this for a while. I tried Craigslist, but I get tired of that, and now I try something new.
Wow.
I get numbers every day.
I'm going to go take a look at it just on behalf of our listeners and see what's going on in there.
POF.com, plenty of fish.
I'm going to check it out. There you go. More on this story as it becomes available. I wonder if they chose that phrase, plenty of fish, intentionally, if you know what I mean. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. It's Likas 101. We've got only about 20 minutes left here, so there is some space on the line if you want to get your question in before the end of this Likas 101 segment. 901-3000-866. Byron in Los Angeles, you're on the Tom Likas Show, Likas 101. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Hey, I was just calling about what Lewis, that court worker, was talking about, how the exes bring up old shit in the courtroom. Like, because I have Adam Sachs as my lawyer. So, I mean, she brought up, like, stuff like that, because I was taking pain pills because I hurt my back at work. So she would bring that up and say I was mixing that with alcohol. You know, that way, you know, she was trying to get custody of the kids. But, of course, I had Adam Sachs, and, you know, he got the custody of the kids for myself. So, but I mean, these exes, they'll pull up old shit from years ago and try to bring it up in court and try to make you look bad.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I mean, it was crazy in the courtroom, but I know there was another listener who had said that they were scared to go through the divorce because, you know, they didn't want to talk in court or something like that, but. I mean, since I have Adam Sachs, I mean, I probably said maybe like at least 5 words or something if the court, the judge had asked me a question. But majority of the time, Adam took care of everything. I mean, I just sat back and just looked pretty. That's all.
Nice.
it's a crazy world out there with all these exes. I mean, I couldn't tell you what else to say about it, but. Now, you know what? I'm going to try this plenty of fish since I'm a divorced guy now. This guy was talking about it.
Nothing like a little fish in your diet.
Oh, you know, as long as it's not smelling like fish, you know?
That's exactly right.
Oh, well, I just want to put my 2 cents in with that. But you know what? I was also thinking about the way we grew up, I guess, guys that are my age, you know, grew up with all these love songs, you know, Bobby Brown and Babyface and Boyz II Men were... Or in the songs, they're talking about how they, you know, they take care of their women, or they're gonna cook for them when they come home from work and all that kind of crap. I think that has something to do with the way we were raised, you know, if we were listening to those songs. And you know, that's what fucked us up in the head. That's why we're such pussies with these women.
I think you're probably.
I think my problem was.
I think you're probably right about that, but you're not a pussy anymore, are you, Byron?
Oh no, not with you, Adam Sachs on my side. I'm king of the world now.
And you're not getting married again, are you, Byron?
Oh no, not unless I find me a nice jungle bitch down in South America somewhere that doesn't know anything about nothing. that wipes her ass with leaves or something. When we're 50 years old, I'll probably go try to find me something like that.
When you're 50, find something that's 23.
There you go. All right, Tom, that's all I wanted to say. Take me out old school style.
All right, Byron, here you go. 901-3000. Tom is the telephone number. You're on Ligus 101. I am your professor. A bonus hour of the show. 901-3000-866. Chauncey in Norco, California. You're on the Tom Ligus Show. Hello.
What's going on, Tom? Hello.
Not much.
Not much. I've been here in the last hour, and I've been hearing about this Plenty of Fish site. I've been on it. It's all right. But more or less, it's Plenty of Whales. They should update that because nothing but big rhino elephant-looking bitches. I'm serious, Tom. You sit through the profiles, and you have to get the widescreen stuff for them bitches.
Oh, my. Really?
I recommend it if you're a chubby chaser or if you just want a quick lay, but if you want, like, real quality stuff, that's not the site to go to. I don't know a site, but if I do run into one, I'll let you know. But POW, not a good site for you.
Not a fan.
Not if you want quality, but if you want quantity, a lot of it, then that's where you would definitely go.
Now, are there any online dating sites with hot chicks?
I had a friend tell me about one. It's called Scout. Really haven't been on it. It's Skout. They have, like, an app for it, but he said he gets laid like 2-3 times a fucking week off that, and he has bitches in a rotation.
Wow.
Yeah, but if you want to waste your time, Tom, go ahead on Plenty of Whales, and you'll definitely have yourself a good laugh or two.
I won't be wasting my time. I'm just going to take a look at it. Believe me, I would not use an online dating site. I wouldn't use it, but I know many of our listeners do.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you would have a problem getting tail with your celebrity. That's pretty cool.
All you have to do is tell women you make a lot of money, whether you do or you don't.
Exactly. Fucking as long as you tell them that, and then you give them the impression that you may spend it on them, you don't necessarily have to do it.
Right.
Tell them what you got, and they get wet in the panties. I've done it before. Ain't no big thing.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but Plenty of Whales, Tom. Go ahead and look that up. Can you take me out Batman style?
Batman style. Here you go.
Fuck, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up in the middle of the fucking scene. I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass. Let's go again, and let's not have you fucking walking in.
901-3000, Tom, is our telephone number. That opens up another line here on Ligus 101, the bonus hour, of 101, the bonus hour of the Tom Ligus Show. 901-3000-866. Earl, in Cypress, California, you're on the Tom Ligus Show. Hello.
What's going on, Tom? How you doing, partner?
Doing okay, Earl.
Good, good. Yo, man, I just got a vouch for these cats who are over here talking about Plenty of Fish. Man, back in the days when I was in a slump, one of my homegirls told me about it, the girl I struck out with. She told me about it. I hopped on that site. Yeah, man, and that shit is great to get you out of that slump, get your confidence back. I tell all my boys about it, and they sing high praise for that shit, too. So for you dudes who don't have game, or you dudes who got knocked out of the game, or you dudes who've been out of the game, hop on there. Bitches will come to you like, shit, Plenty of Fish.
Really? Now we had that call earlier called it Plenty of Whales. He said they're all fat chicks.
Man, that dude's fucking been looking for fat chicks, man. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I met bitches from all shapes and sizes, dude. You just weed through those shits, man. You go for the ones who are just like you like. I like them fucking tall, slender with donkey asses. I was getting them tall, slender with donkey asses from 23 to 47. No bullshit.
Wow. All right, I'm gonna check it out, Earl.
Thanks, Tom. Tom, you gotta do me a solid and take me out Kobe style.
All right, Earl, here you go.
This is about us. She's so special to me. Yeah, it beats in my heart. Yeah, the air I breathe. She's so special to me.
It's Ligus 101 on the Tom Ligus Show. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number.
Like a breath of goddamn fresh air. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Ligus Show.
You know, I've been preaching Ligus 101 for years now. But some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor. And now you're facing off against a cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got. And on top of that, screw up your relationship with your kids. You know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs now. 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy and let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and his teachings. As an attorney in court nearly every day, Adam knows that people like you are struggling with this tough economy. Even if you're dealing with financial issues, he'll take your case. And he promises to work out an affordable monthly payment plan. No matter what your financial circumstances are, you can afford Adam Sachs as your lawyer. 800-340-7320. In his 20 years of standing up for guys in the hostile area of family law, he's gotten countless men full custody of their children, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments. And best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Call this number. 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up. 800-340-7320.
All right, I'd like you to come away with me for a moment, if you don't mind. Imagine yourself as a lizard, a cold-blooded reptile. You're sitting out on a rock, the sun, in the Galapagos somewhere, just seeping nutrients, soaking up the vitamin D from that sun. Feels good. Feels damn good. We'll take that sun, replace those rays of life with New Normal Music. Go to newnormalmusic.com and be that lizard. Soak up those jams. Just start seeping, man. It's newnormalmusic.com. My name's Art Webb. I'm here every day, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pacific time. newnormalmusic.com. Do it.
Looking to purchase a refi? Request Mortgage can help. Licensed, reputable, in business for over 20 years. Call this number, 310-784-8800, and see what you qualify for. It's quick. It's easy. Most qualifications can be done right over the phone. Or make an appointment to see them at their convenient Torrance, California location. Good credit, bad credit, large down payment or no down payment at all. Get your no-obligation free loan consultation today with Request Mortgage at 310-784-8800. They have loans for every situation. Purchasing as your primary residence, investment property, non-owner occupied loans, rehab loans. They even have conventional loans with as little as 5% down. Teachers, government workers, policemen, firemen, veterans. Request Mortgage makes it easy with special loans available with as little as 3% down. It's Request Mortgage. It's 310-784-8800. Call to qualify. One call, as they say, does it all. Request Mortgage, 310-784-8800. That's 310-784-8800 for Request Mortgage. It's the Tom Likas Show, Likas 101. I'm your professor. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number.
Hey, do you see that story I sent you about the single mom receipt?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
I haven't seen that yet.
Some guy posted on Reddit. I guess he works at a restaurant, right? He has a party, and the bill's $138.35. And chick gets the bill, and when he gets it back, under tip, she wrote, "Single mom, sorry."
What?
And that's, yeah, she stiffed him on the tip. And she actually wrote in under tip, "Single mom, sorry."
Is that real though? Because remember that guy? Guy who didn't tip the waiter, and he said, "I'm a member of the." He was a one percenter, and he didn't tip the guy. He's like, "Get a real job," and wrote that on the receipt.
Right.
It went around virally. Did I say that right?
No.
I tried to.
No.
Virally. Whatever. God damn it. And it turned out not to be true. So
I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying it's posted, and it's pretty funny if it is true.
Because I want to find out where that is and call that place to see if that was legit.
There doesn't appear to be any details at all.
It's hard, but somebody's got to somebody's got to come forward and say that really did or did not happen.
Right.
I wonder where that
be
was.
Pretty amazing.
Somebody knows where that is.
Right.
Right. Tom has his own Reddit.
Probably have to go to Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's out there somewhere.
She did say thank you. It was great.
Yeah, that was very nice.
She should have gave him like a hand job or something if she ain't going to come up with no cash. By the way, what's a single mom doing dropping $158 on a meal anyway? That's the part that stood out to me as a red flag.
Well, that's right. If you can't afford a tip, you can't afford a $138 meal. Mm-hmm.
That's
stay the fuck home. Cook. Try cooking.
Yeah.
Bitch.
What's the tip? What should have been the tip then? $135?
$25. About $25 would be right.
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark would have been reasonable. Bet she couldn't come up with that.
It's just a cheap fucking bra.
Yeah.
Just thought you'd like to see that.
Tom would have dressed her down for spending $158 on a meal, period, as a single mother. And then to pull the single mother card, Tom would have
just probably trying to get her next sugar daddy. It was probably her deal. Because what else is she doing? Why is she, you know, dropping $140 on a meal? That's amazing.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Right. That's outrageous.
Yeah. Dino will do the research.
I'm trying to get
the
to get it on.
Dig that up.
Did call the other place with the place in Orange County that had the alleged incident with the guy who was a part of the 1% that didn't want to leave the tip for the dude and told him to get a real job instead. And I did call the place, and it was not true.
I'm ready to rock.
Thank you. I'll find this. I'll find this broad in the receipt if it's true. Yeah, I'll get the manager on. I want some goddamn answers.
I mean, obviously, if somebody posted that, they wanted people to know about it.
There's a whole Tumblr account dedicated to people leaving, scans or pictures of receipts of people in the industry with egregious tip amounts. And there's a whole Tumblr dedicated to it.
Oh, that's fascinating. I'd like to see that.
There's a lot of those.
Well, I've done that myself. I was at Matsuhisa on La Cienega, which is purported to be one of the best sushi places in the country. And I was there and waited literally forever to be served. I mean, forever. It was so bad. I took out my cell phone and called the front desk. Matsuhisa, can I help you? Yes, I'm here at your restaurant.
Sitting right over here.
I'm sitting back there and nobody has been back there. No one has taken my order yet.
What the fuck?
And literally, it took me like 4 hours to eat a meal. It was just out of control.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be so thankful that you're there.
Yeah. So then they on top of that, they give me the bill. And, of course, Matsuhisa is wildly expensive. And then it had the blank space for the tip. So I wrote in. I didn't write in, sorry, I'm a single mother. I wrote in, here's a tip. Give your customer better service.
I see. So you actually give them a tip.
A tip.
That's awesome.
P.S. Fuck
you.
The condescending nature of that is through the room.
You know, awesome. that would be shocking, except I've personally witnessed, not you doing that on the tip thing, but I've witnessed you be inside a place and call the front desk for a service.
Yes.
I don't know if Gary remembers that, but we were at a lunch with some famous ex-program director of our old business and stuff.
Hi,
and
how do we get service back here? Yep. I'm at your restaurant right now.
I did that at the Home Depot like 2 weeks ago. I was trying to get a fucking key made, like a duplicate, and nobody was coming back, so I called the fucking Home Depot in Glendale. I said, hey, I'm standing here. I got to try to get some keys made. You got to send somebody over. They weren't pleased about it. They had an attitude when they showed up.
Then I wouldn't trust them to leave my credit card. I would think they would like jack up the bill or something just to fuck with me back. Even though American Express is really good about stuff and I would actually look for it, I'd be paranoid, especially with on Tom's Matsuhisa trip there. I would be like, here's cash, I'm out of here.
Nah.
You know, I don't want them to know who I am.
No, sack up, man.
No. I'm fighting every person in Matsuhisa. Fucking samurai.
Matsuhisa.
You're
whatever.
Fighting the world, dude.
Whatever. By the way, to be fair, the manager of Matsuhisa heard me on the radio telling that story.
Yeah.
And called and invited all of us to come down for a free meal.
What do we do? About
wait a minute. Is it did that expire? I thought they don't expire.
That was a while ago now. Shit. It happened a while ago. But
that's some fancy, fancy shit
it's
right
good
there.
Good sushi. If you like sushi. Dean, do you eat sushi?
Come on now. Bring it. Let's go.
Dino and I had just had this conversation. He attempted to do all-you-can-eat sushi, and the only, as far as he got, was 20 pieces of sushi.
Tom, like, maybe you want to be involved in this. I'm going to tell you exactly the deal.
No, wait. Let me finish. So I'm in. And he says, I'm like, but you got to pay. So he wants to take me to a place that's $12 all-you-can-eat sushi.
Tom, you know the Where's place that, on
the,
Ventura.
The Beverly Center?
No,
it can't even be that.
On Ventura in Woodland Hills, I think it's called like Todai, T-O-D-A-I.
Oh, I like Todai. Todai.
Today.
To die for.
Todai of Tomei.
Todai today.
No, Todai was the place that was also the Beverly Center. It's on the main floor of the Beverly Center.
Was that the place that was down on street level?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if it's still there. But
no, I don't think it is anymore.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal,
seriously,
Tom.
$12 all-you-can-eat sushi? Yeah. There's no way that could be good fish. It's not possible. It doesn't make any financial sense.
Who cares, says Dean?
No, I'm eating it, too. I'm saying. But, Tom, I would like you to be a part of
this. This could be that New York sushi that was caught floating down Broadway.
Or on the Irvine Freeway.
Right.
Tom, don't you... I thought it was going to be easy to do this, right? I got to the 20th piece of sushi, and I was like, man, I'm dying here. And I could put down a large pie.
It's like roadkill sushi. Right? They literally pick it up off the freeway. And they serve it.
I mean, do you think it's
raw.
That out of line?
How did that spicy tuna get that spice?
I don't give a fuck if it's dolphin. Let's just give it a shot.
No, it's just not the same thing. All you can eat sushi is one thing, but all you can eat $12 sushi, that's a whole nother ballgame, man.
Well, I just think it's a nice challenge. The gauntlet has been dropped, and let's do it.
All right, let Tom take some phone calls.
All right. I have 1 minute for this one call. I'm going to take it and hope to help this guy out. Oh, look at all the crap. Hey, my caller is gone. We got new calls now. But we're out of time. So I guess I don't have time to talk to these people.
Danny's back.
Danny's back. All right, Danny, real quick here.
Hey, do not eat that to die for. I lived down the street for like 20 years, and I never went in, and everybody I talked to, been sick.
Wait, he never even went in.
Everybody,
he never even did.
Everybody
he
knows
in.
Has been sick.
I want to talk to somebody who got sick.
Wait a minute. Now, that's the opinion of the caller, who's an anonymous person. We don't know anything about this.
No, we don't.
Baloney. You eat there.
They serve bologna, too?
I'm going.
You know what? Probably.
Right. Bologna roll.
Spicy bologna roll.
I think Todai's a great
place.
That's a
hand roll, by the way.
It's delicious.
He's filled bologna roll. I love it. I'm making that for lunch at work tomorrow. All right, Tom, you're doing great. New listener, keep it up, bud.
All right, Danny, thank you so much for the call.
Like a breath of goddamn fresh air. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again. I said New Normal Newsroom. It's time once again for Likas 101 News for guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner and get your Likas discount. To a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer, it's Beer Magazine. A ballot initiative to legalize marijuana in Washington State, according to polls, will pass. It will pass. Come on, all you people up there in Washington State, make that happen.
Smoke it.
Right?
It's no joking.
The poll of 722 registered and 632 likely voters shows that this bad boy is going to have some joints in people's hands in no time.
You know, I think California is finally going to pass it, too, the next time it comes around. The first time, people didn't know what they's doing. Now they're going to be back in action, and you're going to see it pass here as well.
Speaking of the Drizzugs, Charlie Sheen apparently back in true form.
Yes.
According to inside sources, doing his share of cocaine again and perhaps smoking a little crack.
Exactly. This is terrific because according to a source, and this is Radar Online, for at least the last 8 months or so, Charlie Sheen has been having quite the time by doing himself some cocaines, almost spending nearly $2,000 a day on drugs.
You didn't think it was going to stop, did you?
Never. No. I thank God. First of all, here's what he does with this. Again, according to a story on Radar Online, he says he snorts it, he smokes it, and then he watches porn. First of all, I don't even see a problem with any of this. I just don't.
According to the source, Charlie fancies one girl in particular and sometimes pays her $25,000 per night to be with him. $25,000 a night.
Man, he really loves them hoes.
He's got the dough to throw away.
He does.
And, you know, why not pay for it and you know, have it be a clean transaction? Well, maybe not clean, at you know, in every way.
This is so great.
But, I mean, financially, it's a clean transaction.
Yeah, very clean. And this again, according to the story, and this breaks all of Tom Liger's rules, but according to the story here, one of the girls Charlie is really into has her insecurities about her vag. So she begged Charlie to get her vaginal rejuvenation surgery to make it prettier, and he did that. He also got her a brand-new car.
That's ridiculous.
Charlie needs to do the show. Right. He could save himself some dough and have all the hoes he wants. He
needs a little professor action.
Seriously.
Come on, Charlie. Bring it on.
Let's please.
Kate Moss now crying about the fact that when she was 16, she was, I guess, forced, according to her, to go topless and a bunch of pictures and stuff, and now she's saying it's terrible, but didn't that make her career?
Apparently, but she just claims she was unknown when she was 16, and she was booked for this British magazine and a shoot by some legendary photographer, and she was kind of forced to take her top off there.
And she apparently sees now that it was a weird thing that she was asked to go topless. Now that she's 38, it took her an awful long time.
She says that after she made all the money and the fame, now she says, well, it probably wasn't a good idea.
Right. And speaking of heroin chic, by the way, how about that Kendall Jenner now?
I got to find out how old this girl really is before I start thinking about this.
She's very young, but there's some pictures popping up where she looks as though she's somehow lost even more weight. She's not following in the Kardashian big-ass footsteps.
Yeah, she looks therefore, she looks great to me. I say keep going.
Take some balls to go dressed as Taliban when it comes to Halloween. And your boy Chris Brown did just that, along with some other members of his entourage.
Of his entourage. Real smart job, Chris Brown. Go. Everybody automatically hates you. Then go as one of the most hated figures, Taliban. Just go ahead and get dressed up because that's really good.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Brilliant idea. And finally, a Florida man has been arrested and charged with battery after making a wrong turn in a town called Niceville. And after he made that wrong turn in Niceville, his fucking wife started just badgering him. And so he
ridiculed me.
He's been charged with battery.
Battery in Niceville.
Battery in Niceville. There
that's a hell of a wrong turn.
There you have it. Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Udino. Check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. New show every Friday, GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Weekends at New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock, 24-7. Sunday, it's the Dale Fort 100, 7 p.m. Pacific. 100 minutes of hand-picked, ass-kicking hard rock. Followed at 9 by the legendary Eddie Trunk and Eddie Trunk Rock. Your weekend is gruesome big old balls. Yeah.